श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी, कौन सा इस कमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद गीता बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 8 फ्रॉम वर्स 8 टू 16, डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ वर्शिप ऑफ गॉड्स। चैप्टर 8 वर्स 8। अभ्यास योग युक्तेन चेतसा नान्यगामिन परमं पुरुषं दिव्यं याति पार्थानु चिंतयन। ओ पार्थ, एड्रेसिंग अर्जुन, ही हु बाय कॉन्स्टेंट प्रैक्टिस ऑफ योगा हिज माइंड थिंकिंग ऑफ नथिंग एल्स इज कॉन्स्टेंटली एंगेज्ड इन कॉन्टेम्पलेशन ऑफ द सुप्रीम पुरुषः ओ गॉड एट द टाइम ऑफ डेथ अटेन्स हिम। चैप्टर 8 वर्स 9। कविं पुराणम् अनुशासितारम् अणोरणीयांसम् अनुस्मरेद्यः सर्वस्य धातारम् अचिन्त्यरूपम् आदित्यवर्णं तमसः परस्तात्। ही हू कंटेम्प्लेट्स ऑन द ओमिनिशंट द एंशंट द रूलर द सटलर ऑफ द सटल सपोर्टर ऑफ ऑल ऑफ फॉर्म इनकन्सीवेबल एफलजेंट लाइक द सन and beyond all darkness of ignorance. Chapter 8 verse 10. Prayana kale manasachalena bhaktya yukto yoga balena chaiva bhuvor madhye pranamavesha samyaka satam param purusham upayiti divyam. The aspirant endowed with devotion at the time of death, firmly holding the life breath between the two eyebrows by the power of yoga, concentrating on God with a steadfast mind, reaches the supreme Purushaha or God. Chapter 8 verse 11. Yadaksharam vedavido vadanti vishanti yadyatayo vitaragaha yadichanto brahmacharyam charanti तत्ते पदं संग्रहेन प्रवक्ष्ये। I shall briefly explain to you that state or the goal which the knowers of the Veda call the imperishable, into which self-controlled ascetics free from attachment enter, and desiring which the aspirants tread the path of celibacy. Comment. This verse can be interpreted as the description of four ashramas or stages of life. As in the expression Yadaksharam Vedavido Vadanti, there is a hint for Grahastha ashrama or householder. In Vishanti Yadayatayo Vitaragaha, indicating Vanasprata or retired order, and Sannyasa or renounced order, and in Yadichanto Brahmacharyam Charanti, there is indication of Brahmacharya or stage of the student practicing celibacy. What it means is that the goal of four stages of life is to attain God only. Chapter 8, verse 12 and 13. Sarvadvarani Samyamya Mano Hridi Niruddhyacha Muhurdhanya Dhayatmanat Pranam Asthitho Yoga Dharinam. Om Itte Kaksharam Brahma Vyaharan Mam Anusmaran Yah Prayati Tejan Deham Sayati Paramam Gatim. He who, having closed all his senses, the gateways of his body, rests his mind in the heart center and by power of yoga focuses the life breath in the crown of the head, casts off his mortal body, meditating on me and repeating mentally the mystic syllable Om, symbolizing imperishable Brahma, will attain the highest state. Chapter 8 verse 14. Ananya Cheta Satatam यो मां स्मरति नित्यशः। तस्याहं सुलभः पार्थ नित्ययुक्तस्य योगिनः। ओ पार्थ, एड्रेसिंग अर्जुन, आई एम ईजिली अटेनेबल बाय द एवर स्टेडफास्ट योगी हू कॉन्स्टेंटली रिमेंबर्स मी एंड थिंक्स ऑफ मी अलोन। कमेंट: द डिवोटी कंसिडर्स ओनली गॉड एज हिज ओन एंड ऑलवेज सीज हिम बिसाइड्स हिमसेल्फ, देयरफॉर He always stays in remembrance of God, since in his sight there is nothing else besides God. Then leaving God, where else his mind can go? How and why his mind should go anywhere else? His mind stays exclusively on God. He does not have to remember God. Automatically he remembers him. For such a devotee who is engaged in God all the time, God is easily attainable. Satatam means that from the day the devotee embraced this idea, from that day on till death he remembers God. And Nityashah means that from the moment he wakes up till he falls into deep sleep he should remember God. God is fully present in all places, all times, objects, happenings, conditions, situations, etc. So he is always attained to all beings already. Therefore, to say that he is easily attainable or difficult to attain is meaningless. But since people think it is difficult to attain God, to remove this doubt, it has been said that he is easily attainable. Question: if that is the case, then why all people do not experience the presence of God? Swamiji's answer: as the ghee or clarified butter present in cow is not of much use to anyone, in the same way, even though God is present everywhere, his presence cannot be experienced without intense longing. The reason for not having intense longing is that people give importance to the existence of the world and believe it as their own. Therefore, the Lord said that he is easily attainable to that special devotee who consistently and always remembers him. Chapter 8, verse 15. Mamupetya punarjanma dukkhalaya mashashvatam. Napnuvanti mahatmanaha samsiddhim paramam gataha. Having attained me, the great souls, mahatmas, are no more subject to rebirth, which is the transitory state and the abode of sorrow, for they have reached the state of highest perfection. Comment: for a selfish person who is immersed in enjoyment of pleasures and prosperity, this world is an abode of pain. But for the unselfish person who is involved with service and devotion to God, for him the world is a representation of God. God is attained only once and it is for good. Therefore, aspirant attained to God is not born again. He is relieved from the cycle of birth and death forever. If the aspirant happens to have predominant tendencies of a devotee, then along with freedom from birth and death, he also attains ever-increasing love for God. Chapter 8, verse 16. Abrahma bhuvana lokaha punaravartino arjuna mamupetya tu kaunteya punarjanmana vidyate. All higher worlds from the abode of Brahma downwards are by nature subject to rebirth. But on attaining me, O son of Kunti, there is no rebirth. Comment. The rebirth happens only due to the attachment to enjoyment of pleasures and prosperity. Therefore, one who is attached to enjoyment of pleasures and prosperity, supposing is able to reach the abode of Brahma as a result of performing meritorious deeds, even then he is subject to come back to the world, the abode of pain, thus he resumes the cycle of birth and death once again. Reaching to all higher worlds or lokas up to the abode of Brahma is the fruit of actions. As we know, every action has a beginning and an end, and then how can the fruit of these actions be everlasting? But attaining God is not a fruit of any action. Hence, after attaining God, one is not subject to return to the abode of sorrow, the world. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.